children, Palestinians.
An appeal has been filed by the Palestine Solidarity Campaign and Friends of Al-Aqsa to try and get the BBC to explain whether it's justified in referring to Jerusalem as Israeli. In a case that's been ongoing since 2012, campaign groups have complained to the corporation's trust, the Information Commissioner's Office, and had a Freedom of Information request rejected. But they vowed to fight on to prevent further misinformation.
Of course, Jerusalem isn't an Israeli city. It's divided at the moment. East Jerusalem is recognised by the United Nations international law as occupied Palestinian territory. And Israeli de facto control is only recognised over West Jerusalem. So for the BBC to refer to Jerusalem in its entirety as an Israeli city is inaccurate journalism, and it's also completely wrong under international law.
This controversy is not the first time BBC coverage and the corporation's editorial policy have been challenged by pro-Palestinian organizations. In fact, they've argued that for years the BBC seems intent on aping the official line coming out of Tel Aviv, leaving very little space for the Palestinian narrative. The corporation has fought off claims of pro-Israeli bias. In 2011, producers censored the lyrics to a pro-Palestinian rap, editing out the word Palestine. The BBC, with the largest audience share in the UK and publicly funded, has a remit to remain impartial.
When you keep putting ideas into people's heads, Jerusalem is Israeli, Palestine isn't occupied, this isn't an occupation, it's a conflict, it's a war, the Palestinians are fighting the Israelis, propaganda wins, you know, it wins wars, misinformation wins wars. When journalists at the BBC are just spouting Israeli propaganda and refusing to correct it, and the BBC trust the highest level you can get to at the BBC is backing them up, then you know that something is very, very wrong.
A judge in the tribunal case will make his ruling later this year. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.